Our Lord's fourth letter of Revelation is written to the church of Thyatira. He introduces himself as the Son of God and also as the one who has eyes like a flame of fire and feet like burnished bronze. Elsewhere in Scripture, the Son of Man is described in this way. So our Lord introduces himself as the Son of God and as the Son of Man. He alone holds the destiny of our world in his hands. He alone is the true King. His eyes of flame suggest his righteous anger against the powers of this world, against the enemies of the truth, whether inside or outside of his church. He is not merely Lord of the church, the whole earth is his and all its fullness. His bronze feet suggest that he is immovable and almighty, that he is determined to tread over his enemies and all who oppose him. Christ is depicted here and elsewhere as the King over all peoples and nations, Thyatira included. The city of Thyatira was known for its bronze working and also for its use of purple dye. The book of Acts mentions a seller of purple named Lydia, who was converted by St. Paul. Lydia was from Thyatira. This city had its pagan guilds and pagan gods too. But even worse, Thyatira had a wicked queen who opposed Christ as the true and only king. The letter to the church in Thyatira is a letter about the true king and about this wicked queen. First, the true king commends his people, saying, I know your works and your love and faith and service and your endurance. And I know your last works are more than the first ones. Here our Lord Jesus commends those who grow in good works and love and faith and service and endurance. These things are pleasing to Jesus when he finds them in us. However, our Lord says, I have something against you. Namely, that you tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess and teaches and deceives my very own slaves to commit immorality and to eat meat sacrificed to idols. In the Old Testament, Jezebel was a wicked queen. She was the embodiment of King Ahab's faithlessness. Ahab should have trusted in the Lord. Instead, he put his trust in other people. He married the pagan daughter of a pagan ruler in order to secure better commerce and protection for his people. Ahab chose an alliance with men instead of an alliance with God. The Jezebel of the Old Testament was a deceiver and a murderer, and she even tried to hunt down Elijah and put him to death. But worse than her deception, worse than her murderous heart, was what she did to Israel spiritually. She introduced the worship of Baal into the northern kingdom of Israel. Spiritual sexual immorality, cheating on Yahweh, the true husband of Israel. The sad fact is that much of Israel ended up worshiping both Yahweh and Baal. And so Jezebel becomes synonymous with syncretism, a combining of different religions and religious beliefs. The Lord now uses Jezebel's name to label what is happening in Thyatira. Whether it's an actual woman who was the cause of this evil, or whether the name Jezebel served as a symbol for the sin itself, Jezebel stands for and represents the sin of syncretism, the universalistic belief that all religions are of value and are able to be of benefit before God. By the way, syncretism just so happens to be the civil religion of America. American people and their press will tolerate any and every religion except a religion that says Jesus is the true and only King. Jesus is the only way. There is no other name under heaven by which men must be saved. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus. There is no salvation outside of Jesus. Maybe you know from experience, but if you want to see otherwise good-natured and thoughtful people become instantaneously hateful and intolerant, tell them that whoever believes in Jesus and is baptized will be saved, and whoever does not believe will be condemned. Websites and blogs and Facebook pages will fill with line after line of disgust and hatred and accusations of arrogance, all directed toward Christ and his Christians. You see, almost no one has a problem with Jesus, but almost everyone has a problem with the Jesus who makes the claim that he is our only Savior and he is our one true King. So expect no friendship with the world. Remember what our Lord Jesus himself has said to us. If the world hates you, know that it hated me first. If you belonged to the world, it would love you as its own. But you do not belong to the world. I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. So our Lord warns his people, warns us, not to be deceived by syncretism, as Israel of old was, as the church in Thyatira was tempted to be. We must not be led astray by the belief that all religions are good, by the belief that there are many ways to please God, by the belief that there are many paths to heaven, by all of these poisonous deceptions of the wicked queen Jezebel. I gave her time so that she might repent, our Lord says, but she does not wish to repent of her immorality. Behold, I am going to cast her onto a sickbed, and those who have committed adultery with her into terrible suffering, unless they repent of her works. And her children I will kill with death, so that all the churches will know that I am the one who searches the innermost thoughts and hearts. And I will give to you each according to your works. But I say to you, the rest who are in Thyatira, as many as do not hold to this teaching, who have not known the depths of Satan, as they say, I will not put on you another burden. Nevertheless, what you do have, hold firmly until whenever I come. As you've heard our Lord himself say, he is the one who searches the innermost thoughts and hearts. Your thoughts, your heart. Have you sought friendship with the world? Have you expected that you will be liked and loved by the people of darkness? Do you think your winsomeness or even your apathy will prevent you from suffering the scorn of the world? If you are of Christ, then you will be hated. Therefore, repent of your love for the world. Repent of your love for money and power. Flee from the wicked queen and her lies. And turn to the true King, our Lord Jesus. In fact, to repent is nothing else but to be turned toward Jesus and to be forgiven by him. And once you have been forgiven all things by Him, to be strengthened by Him, and to be brought back into service of His kingdom. In fact, our Lord Jesus gives the Christians in Thyatira and us this very promise. He says, "The one who conquers and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give authority over the nations. And he will rule them with a rod of iron, as when earthen pots are broken in pieces, even as I myself have received authority from my Father." He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. These are stunning, mind-blowing, theological system-destroying words of gospel and promise. Our Lord and King is saying not only that He reigns, but that you also reign and will reign with Him. When He returns to judge the wicked who have tormented and tortured His Christians, when He returns to reign in triumph, we will also reign, and we will also see the church's enemies put away forever. All of this incredible gospel is also hidden under two titles that belong to Jesus. He is King of Kings, and He is Lord of Lords. This does not mean that Jesus is king over earthly kings or lord over earthly lords. It does not mean that He's just one step above the governors and presidents and tyrants of this world. The kings and the lords are you. For you have been cleansed by the blood of the King who hangs upon the cross. You have been wrapped in the royal red of His blood and the royal purple of His bruises, clothed in Him, all your sins covered by His death. You have been anointed with the Holy Spirit. You have been seated at the royal table. You have been crowned with the splendor of the righteousness of God's own Son. What more could be done for you? Nothing more needs to be done for you. In Christ, you have it all. In fact, He promises you also that you will receive the bright and morning star in the darkest depths of night, just before the sun rises, the very last star shining, the brightest star in the sky, the bright and morning star, indeed a symbol of Christ Jesus Himself, is given to you, so that you abide in Him and He abides in you forever. You have this promise, and you have the promise that you will reign with Him, for He is indeed King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are the kings. You are the lords. Now, and not yet, but quickly to come. He who has an ear, let him hear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.